So don't be saying, when do we get Yamataka, Rinpoche? That censor giving Yamataka. Oh,
dear.
How can we, all we ever do is learn Dharma and about the mind. Why don't we get some secret tantra? Can we ring a bell?
Dear, even I've heard some people excited to go ring a bell.
You mean we can get ring a bell during Tara Pucha? I'm gonna go, I wanna ring my bell.
Oh, dear. Do we want to hear your bell? Oh, yeah. Yeah, people like, do you think Tantra's about a bell? You think Tantra's about a secret initiation? You know what Tantra's about? Tantra's about right now, this moment. Do you give up when it gets tough? Do you give up? Do you give up when things get difficult? Do you run away? Are you still feeling sorry for yourself and telling the world, I'm depressed? If you're still depressed, you're not ready for Tantra. You're not ready. When someone says something to you, you go, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I want to be a lineage holder.
Oh, dear.
And then when someone says something to you, maybe you don't talk to them. All right, in your psychology, in your mind, deep down, say, I will not talk to them for 3 months and let them feel how they've hurt me. I will not talk to them. When I see them, I say, hello, but I will be cold. I will teach them a lesson. How they hurt me. They hurt me. I want to be a little bit. Oh, dear. And then when you ignore people, when you're mean to people, and then you sit in front of Buddha and pray, oh, may I help all sentient beings. I take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Oh, bless me, bless me, bless me. It's like Buddha inviting them to go inside a toilet. Then it's like a toilet. So he said, come and bless me. Tsongkhapa's like, all right, I'll come in and bless you. Yeah, you're like a toilet. Why are you like a toilet? Being angry is smelly. Being narrow is smelly. Having no awareness is smelly. It's like a dirty toilet. I'd rather eat inside a dirty toilet than hang out with someone that difficult, right? Do you want to be around someone who's so difficult, full of anger, never change, never, always narrow, listen to the Dharma talk here, and it comes out here. Psst. Right? Cannot come out here because what our mother tells us comes out here. You know, go here, come out here. So what your guru comes out, here. Easier what? You got many holes, so we utilize all. Think about it. And then we say, oh, I want to pray. And then you do offerings in front of the Buddha. You do nice offerings. Isn't my offerings nice? Look, I got Ikea tea lights. Oh, mani pene ho. And the Buddha's sitting there going, oh, dear. Oops. What do you think an offering is? Offering some cheap water from your faucet in front of the Buddhas? You think the Buddhas are sitting there all day going, I'm thirsty. Water. And you think your Dharma protector is sitting there waiting for your black tea, cheapskate black tea, while you have latte at Coffee Bean? You're having latte go, how are you, dear? I'm fine. Are you rich? I am. And then to the Buddhas, you offer them one black ugly tea in a small little bowl. Drink, drink. Dharma protector's like, You think the Dharma protector waiting for your ugly black tea? Huh? You think Shakyamuni or Tara or Tsongkhapa sitting on your altar waiting for your cheapskate little water? Some of your water, you add flavor to it. Some dead bugs floating on top. Flavor what? Think about it. You think that's what the Buddha is waiting for? No. The Buddha is waiting for this. I'm not making a joke. And I can prove it to you in the Dharma text, what I tell you. Everything what I tell you, I can prove it to you. I can prove it. When someone tells you something and you don't like, push yourself to listen. Push yourself to open. Push yourself to change your habit of closing people out. When you come across a difficult situation, don't run. If you have run, go back to it, apologize, and make up for it. Don't run and keep quiet. That's an offering to the Buddha. When someone gets on your nerves, show patience. Don't shout and hurt them back, ever. Ever. That's what the Buddha wants. That's better than your cheap little black tea that you bought from some discount store at Giants. What's the point? So when you go to Ganden, you go like this to the Sangha, to the monks, the abbot, nyah, fly a kite. Don't go there and go,
Yo, grotesque.
Why? They know what you did. They know. The high lamas know. Then when you go to Setra Chapel, you go there with your cheap pearls. Then here you're angry. You ignore people. You're bitchy. You run away from responsibilities. You're not nice to your Dharma brothers and sisters. You're closed up. And then you go to Ganden. Why do you think Setra is like, why do you think? Look at the way you look. You're such a liar. Why do you think they're so pissed off? Go in that room. He's always pissed off. Always pissed off. You think about it. It's to control your mind. It sounds funny, but you better think deeper. Time is short. Opportunities will be lost. And if you think you're young, you're going to live forever. The people around you ain't going to be young and living forever. The people you care about. So every time you pray, every time you do your sadhana, every time you do your offerings, every time you look at the Buddha, shame, shame. Why shame, shame? Because you treat them like statues, not like Buddhas. You treat them like statues, not Buddhas. You think about that. You want to practice Dharma or you want to practice samsara? How long you want to have anger? How long you want to hold on to your concepts? How long you want to hold on to the way you think things should be? Should be this way, this way. They're like that, they're like this. That's why I'm like that. Stupid. Stupid. So when they drop dead and they take rebirth as a cow, you join them? They're the cow now, I join them. No. Rinpoche doesn't teach Yamataka. Rinpoche doesn't teach Vajugini. He doesn't know much about that anyways. Even if he knew much, he wouldn't teach much to you guys. Because you know what? There's not much to teach. Look at you. Look in the mirror. Ask yourself, do I deserve Yamataka? Like Snow White, Snow White's wicked grandmother. Who's the fairest of them all? Not you, sister. What? She gave the apple, right? To Snow White. So you ask, am I the most qualified to receive Yamataka? No, you're not. Punch the mirror. Don't punch me. If the mirror tells you you're qualified, you're lying. And the mirror's lying. Lying. Some of us attend Kala Chakra with Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama's my guru. Since the Dalai Lama is the best Lama in the world, I'm very good because I'm his disciple. See? I'm goody goody because I'm Dalai Lama group. The Dalai Lama is great, but you're a shame. And what did you get from the Dalai Lama? I got the Kala Chakra. Nah, nah.
Oh, dear.
Do you do the sadhana? No. Do you do the mantra? What's that? Do you know the vows? Never heard. So what do you do after you receive the Kala Chakra? I eat, sleep, have sex with my wife and husband, and I make kids, and I make money, and I hate myself. Oh. So after you receive the Kala Chakra, you hate yourself? Yes. And you're depressed? Yes. And you have enemies? Yes. You show blackface to people that are ugly to you? Yes. Have you changed your habits? You talk less? No! So you receive Kala Chakra? Yes! So are you holy? Yes! You're like, huh? That's really interesting. Can you imagine all these people running out? I'm Dalai Lama student! I'm Dalai Lama Do you believe in the Dalai Lama? If you say no, that's it. They come and kill you. If you say yes, I'm good with friends! Then you talk to them. They know nothing about the Dalai Lama. They know nothing about practice. They don't even do practice. They're lazy. They're lazy, 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 sitting at home saying, I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy. All day long, I'm not happy. And they make everybody around them not happy. And if you tell them they're happy, no, I'm not. And then they I'm depressed. But I'm Dalai Lama student and I believe in Buddha.
Oh, dear.
You just listen to the words people say. They're so stupid. They come up to me, I listen to all this, I look at them going, I think just wait till I have a Dharma teaching, I'm not going to forget. I love it. I have this incredible evil memory for emotional disturbances. That's right. So if you're a Dalai Lama student, you gotta be very high quality. If you attend his teachings, you better be very high quality. And if you believe in the Dalai Lama, which we all do, you better be very high quality. You better be very kind. You better be very loving. And you better stop feeling sorry for yourself. Otherwise, don't tell people you're Dalai Lama student. Shame, shame. Dalai Lama student got like that on. Just look at you guys. You go to another country as a group telling, oh, we're from Malaysia. They say, we're not going there, thank you. Take a look. Just take a good look at yourself. They say, let's make this not go to Malaysia year because I met about 60 of them. They're freaks. Could you imagine, Cha? Go to America. Where are you from? Rarasia. Where? Rarasia. Where's that? By Ringapore?
Oh.
Where's Ringapore? Well, next to Ringarira. What's Ringarira? They had the forest fire. Oh, Indonesia. That's what I said. Ringarira.
Oh.
You want to go to Malaysia? You want to go to Rarasia?
No thanks. Did they all talk like you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just think about that. What about JP? Go to America? Hello. I'm from Malaysia. And we all talk and look like this. But don't get me drunk because then I'll lick you. Oh, you mean everybody in Malaysia licks you when they get drunk? Yes. Okay, we're not going to Malaysia. Can you imagine going to Malaysia, 60,000 tongues lick you? Just think about it. Then it's the same as telling people you're a Buddhist or you belong to the Buddha. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing if you tell people that. That you belong to the Buddha. If you belong to the Buddha, if you're spiritual, if you're a Christian, if you belong to Hinduism or Catholicism, you better reflect it. Don't shame them. If you belong to Temurichi, please don't embarrass me anymore. No, really, don't embarrass me anymore. Don't keep telling me you broke your vows, you can't push yourself, you can't do anymore. Don't embarrass me anymore. It's an embarrassment. 6 years, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 5 years, 7 years of Dharma, 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 Dharma. You still tell me you can't hold one single vow. Please. Am I wasting my time? Don't run around telling people, Dalai Lama is my guru. Don't. Because why? They look at you, they go, uh-oh. People look at people's kids to see their parents. They'll look at disciples, they'll look at the guru.